शांति
ओम शांति।
वो दिन आया आज
फाइनली दैट डे केम टुडे दैट वी आर गोइंग टू मीट बिलवेड बाप दादा
शुभ दिन है
एंड दिस इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे दैट ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ शिव जयंती वी हैव कम वी आर हियर टू सेलिब्रेट बाबा बर्थडे अवर ओन बर्थडे एंड इवन ऑन द डायस सूर्य भाई जी इज प्रेजेंट वी वेलकम हिम अलॉट
परम श्रद्धे राजयोगी ब्रह्मा कुमार
द मोस्ट रिस्पेक्टेड सूर्य भाई जी हिज लाइफ इज
चमकने वाला
मैचिंग हिज नेम जस्ट लाइक द सन इन द स्काई गिव्स हिज इट्स एनर्जी टू एवरीवन एंड इन रिटर्न डजंट एक्सपेक्ट एनीथिंग इन द सेम वे Our Surya Bhai Ji is the one who keep on giving and giving to the world. He, in 1964 at the age of 14 you took knowledge, in 1968, since 1968 you are here in Madhuban. You are the invaluable jewel. You are intelligence, your cool vibrations influence everyone. At present, you look after the Baba's Bhandara, the kitchen, and you are the active member of the Spark and Media Wing. You have glorified Baba, India and abroad, and with the help of the Samadhan program, in the form of talk show, in on TV, you have given message to many, have seen solutions to many for their problems. So you are such a personality. You are an example in the yagya. You are the wonder of Baba. You are the sun of concentration. You are the water of purity. You are the owner of the gardener of the self-respect. You are the one who go into the depth of knowledge. So you are the jewel of highest self-respect. Your flame is of that which destroys the obstacles. You are multi-million. You make everyone to sit on the sink of multi-millionaire's fortune. You make everyone how to prepare to experience meeting Avyakt Bap Dada. So let us listen him.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Janamdin.
Birthday. All those who are in the hall, please first sit down, even those who are serving here. Now, just think, since ages, we were waiting for God to come. And now He is amongst us, He keeps coming here. Not only He has come, but He has given us the knowledge which is the most elevated, and He created such a beautiful family. We belong to His, we are the powerful souls of His family. Shiv Shaktis are present here. So today is the birthday of everyone. He created the Brahma Kumars Kumaris. He incarnated on the earth. Just clap your hands for your birthday. Yes, we took birth many times, again and again. Right from the golden age till the end, till now. But this divine birth, allotted birth, in which the SOS He gave us birth, He wrote a very beautiful fortune for us. The moment He gave us birth, means He created us, He willed all of His powers to us. So such a beautiful birth we take only once in a kalpa. So today everybody should think, and together with me, just say up above with the help of the eye of intellect. Very first time when the incorporeal and the Almighty Authority left the Supreme Abode and start coming down, His while spreading His divine brightness everywhere, He entered Brahma Baba's body. What a beautiful time that would be. His vibrations spread at the same moment He came here. Let us have a practice in the beginning. See up above and go back to that first day when the Almighty Authority Shiv Baba from above had a thought to come down. And that great light began to come down, and His bright light started spreading everywhere. While spreading His bright light, He kept coming down. And He entered in the fortunate chariot, in the body of the elder bull, the cow, elder bull, which is mentioned in the scriptures, and the light everywhere start spreading. And He invoked the souls. All souls of deity clan, I, your Supreme Father, has come, you too come. After invoking, He went back to His Supreme Abode. Om Shanti. So all of us are very fortunate that we had a meeting with God. All of you must be having the remembrance the today's Muli, the very first line. There should be no limit to your happiness because you got the God while being at your home. Yes, have this intoxication. Baba also says that this Bharat is your home. I have come to your home as a guest. Children, what welcome are you going to do for me? What welcome? We definitely welcome Him. While spreading our heart, our eyes, and everything, we keep on loving Him since ages, and to give return of our love, He has come to our home as a guest. Just see your fortune and become full of bliss. The whole world is sleeping in the darkness of ignorance, and say, where we children, whose subconscious mind has enlightened, the God has enlightened we souls, the one who is the ocean of knowledge, nothing has remained that we don't know. So among such great souls, today also Baba is going to come. Nobody should think that this is the Baba's day, it is the Baba's welcome. Yes, with full confidence, have this experience. The energy of Baba, vibrations of Baba, have already stayed in this huge gathering. All of us sitting in the vibration of God, we are sitting in the midst of the divine energy of Supreme Father. So definitely there is happiness on birth today. But now we should have some, we should have the determined thought to become something. On this day of Shiv Jayanti, I'm going to remind you 2-3 things, otherwise you know the all things. The devotee souls keep awakening whole night. On this day, they will keep awake whole night, and that Shiva God will come, he will meet us, and he will give something and then went back, and will go back. Because on this day, Baba remains in his form of innocent Lord to fulfill devotees. So devotees will keep awaking. And what we will do, we will awaken our powers which are sleeping, which are not even yet come out, not has got manifested. All the powers are within, merged within us. That life, which was the life before this alaukik life, forget about that. But this life, where Baba, as soon as he gave us divine birth, he gave us the powers. He reminded us that you are the souls, the great souls of the divine. They declare you are filled with the divinity. All the new brothers and sisters who have come should accept this very well. That 21 birth we remain deity. So those divine sanskars, the divine qualities, divine purity, divine powers are merged within us. Just they remain merged in a sleeping mode. We have to awaken all those things today. There are two methods to awaken that. If we always remain in our self-respect that I am almighty authority, the powers which are in a merged sleeping mode will awaken, will manifest, will emerge out. Just have this practice, the moment Baba gave the birth, he has given all the powers. Accept this, I'm not a weak soul. I'm more powerful than Maya. In some of the murlis, Baba's words were, and I'm reminding you once again, you are the stars, the living stars of this world, this earth. Keep pay attention, never forget it. You are more powerful than the stars in the galaxy. All of us are very, very powerful, most powerful. We are powerful than the stars in the galaxy. The effect of the stars on the galaxy is definitely influencing everyone in this world. But we can influence those stars even if we remain in a self-respect that I am a master, almighty authority. And the other thing that Baba reminded us, you are the source of the pure deity cleanse. So let us have a practice. Every day you have to do this practice at least once a day. Red light. Everyone invoke Baba in front of you with lot of love and lot of right over him. O Almighty Authority, please leave your supreme abode, come towards me. So Bab and Dada both have come in front of me. His powerful hand he has kept over my head. Yes, have very clear experience. Almighty authority, his hand over my head. And he is giving me all of his powers to his loving children, to whom the great task has to perform, to those who has to defeat Maya. Feel that from Baba's hand, rays of light are entering in me, in my body, in every part. Accept. I'm filled with the godly powers and therefore very, very powerful. I'm master almighty authority. More powerful than Maya. These powers are property of God. This is the property that I have received from God. Bring your another form in front, that of deity form. The very first birth. See, in front is my deity form. See that form. Complete voiceless. Complete pure and filled with all the virtues. Give yourself the thought that this is me. This divinity is still within me. But over there is the cover of Maya. I have to remove that cover of Maya and have to imbibe the inculcate the complete divinity. Om Shanti. This is what Baba says. The practice of five forms, continue to do this. This practice cools our thoughts and allows the divinity merge within to emerge out. So we should do this practice every day. So then our journey of our spiritual effort, the sadhana, will become very easy. The another thing on the path of devotion, they observe fast. Amongst all of you must also have kept the fast on Shivratri on the path of devotion. But we children take the fast, we pledge once in a conference. It is not that only once a year. but for whole Brahmin life. And the very first fast, the place that we have taken is of the purity, with the help of which we become powerful, with the help of which we come back, we adopt our original form. Those who have come newly, those who are thinking about purity, those who might be having thought of becoming pure, today on this beautiful opportunity of Shiva Jayanti, in front of God, in front of the one who gives you life, take the vow of purity. Those who are new sitting in this gathering, yes, raise your hands if you are going to take this vow today. God will place on it with you. Because the power, the greatest power is in the purity. It is through the power of purity, religion receives power. Through this power, the nature also becomes pure. So let us give our thought to Baba. 1, 2, 3. Any good vows we have to take today, we have to inculcate those who haven't taken. In the world there is a lot of practice of having tamasic food, and the mental problems are increasing at the speed of a storm. We have to make ourselves clean with the help of the Baba's knowledge. We have to clean our food and we have to remove the illnesses. So take vow, think about it. And the third thing that I want to remind all of you is that even the devotees copy, and for Mahadev also, it has been said on the path of devotion that he used to drink, he used to have the intoxication. And what we do actually, we stabilize ourselves in our own form. You know, this godly intoxication is something which makes us to concentrate our mind and intellect on God. The lokic into the intoxications, the alcohol, all those things that destroy our life, that destroy our concentration. But the intoxication, the godly intoxication, helps us from the influence of the world, to be free from the influence of the world. So one or the other, in godly intoxication, we should always have and move along. So let us do one more practice. Feel yourself under the canopy of God's rays. It is traffic control time.
योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज संगम युग में परम पिता शिव कहते हैं चलना है घर वापस अब तो यही ज्ञान का
योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा
Godly intoxication is a very big thing. Remind yourself, remember, by being in godly intoxication, listen carefully. When you, by being in godly intoxication, the intellect become worthy of imbibing God's blessings. God gives us blessings. For someone, that blessing may be just to listen and relate. It was today's Murli, but there are very few souls. They make those blessings real blessings for their life, and it will be only possible when we remain in godly intoxication for a longer period. So together with the self-respect, there should be something in our journey to have the godly intoxication. Even if one thing is there, it is enough. Whom we have found in this last birth. Just create a thought, have a thought. Our journey of 5,000 years has become successful. At the end of this cycle, we got the company of God. While moving on the journey, we were tired. And now we have found the God. See, we were tired of the devotion also, doing the worship. While moving along, we got tired, but God Himself came and He has removed our tiredness. He gave us drishti and He removed all of our problems of sin, of many births. So we will be in beautiful godly intoxication. We will remain in that. One more thing, and then we'll go to Baba. And what is that one thing? Very beautiful it is. Many devotees sacrifice their head over God. Though all of us are going to sacrifice any one of our weakness, think about it. Everyone should think about it. He doesn't want our head to be sacrificed, but He wants our ego, our arrogance to be sacrificed. He has to remove our weaknesses. So everybody should think that on this day, we have to sacrifice one thing or the other. And while after sacrificing, in return, receives some blessings from Baba. So let us do practice of one thing. Baba has told this one thing very beautifully, and those who are very good tapasya, they should do this. Take drishti from Father and give drishti to the whole world. Take drishti from Father and give it to the whole world. Okay, come on. I am an angel. I fly above this world. I am in the fertile region. Create a vision of the subtle region. Everywhere there is white moonlight. It is as though together many, many full moon lights the full moon is there and that much moonlight is here. This is the world of angels being here. Bap and Dada both are performing the task of transformation of the age. See in front both of them, see to both of them. With his very Bap and Dada are sitting inside the beautiful, powerful, bright aura. Everywhere the light and might is getting spread from Bap and Dada both. He is in front. He is the one whom the whole world is searching. In front is the one to whom we wanted to see at once, at least once. So see him to the content of your heart. He is a great light, very, very attractive, the sun of knowledge, very bright, supremely bright. Leave any of the weakness in front of Baba, sacrifice your weakness, dedicate it to Bap Dada. Dedicate with true heart, true mind. Baba is giving drishti to me. And I came back. Om Shanti.
Sabhi bhai behno ko, shresh tapasviyon ko,
to all the brothers and sisters, to all the tapasvi souls, in all the four directions, in all the ten directions, the drishti, they should give the drishti to the whole world. Be stabilized in any one self-respect. There are three beautiful self-respect. One is, I am supremely pure soul. From my forehead, the golden rays of purity is spreading and just move all around just like a lighthouse and spread the vibrations everywhere. They are going up, they are going down and everywhere. Even if you do this practice for 1 second, 1 minute, you will experience happiness. The another second self is said, I am a master almighty authority. So from me the rays of powers are spreading. Give it to the whole world. And third, I am a world benefactor soul, or the soul, the remover of the sorrow, master remover of sorrow. So many souls will receive help from us. So today we have to sacrifice something or the other. Any sanskar, yes, just have a look on, look at your sanskars, which is causing sorrow to myself, it is preventing me to move ahead, which is causing sorrow to my family, which is helping and increase my enemies and reducing my friends. So that those who are good effort makers, they have to, with their thoughts, with their behavior, they don't have to increase the number of enemies, but they need to increase the number of friends. Many have created many enemies, whereas some have created many friends. So today, any such sanskar, we have to lay in front of Baba. We have to sacrifice it to Baba. Something that is not making me to move ahead, it is stopping me from moving ahead. Nowadays, there is a combined form of sanskars which we can see, and that is thinking a lot, overthinking, thinking negatively, experiencing fear, getting disturbed easily, quickly, becoming quickly tensed and taking sorrow, becoming unhappy. All this is the combined form of all these sanskars. So with the help of knowledge, with the help of the self-respect, with the help of our powers, we have to make ourselves very strong. Not only the trivial matters, but even the big matters, we have to make them reduce to small matters and finish. We have to create a sanskar of finishing everything quickly. So in front of all the brothers and sisters, together with all these things, I'm going to put one thing that is powerful. Don't expand any matter in your house, but make it, reduce it to small and finish it. Yes, accept it. Many times the matter is very close, we can finish it there itself, but we expand it a lot, and that small thing becomes, takes a form of a storm, and makes the atmosphere of the family full of anger, weak, and a lot of damage is caused. And therefore today, have a thought, create a thought that we are not going to expand the matters, but we are the ones who are going to stop that matter quickly, easily. Is it acceptable to each one? Yes. Those to whom this is not acceptable, they have to think the another thing. Yes, those who are at the back, they are raising their hands. Oh no, yes, double foreigners take time to understand, and therefore they take time to raise their hands. So it is a very simple thing. It's a beautiful also. It is very easy. You have to just create a mentality. You have to do the setting of mind that I don't have to go into matters. If I expand the matters, then my stage will reduce. Those who increase the matters to a mountain, they themselves get trapped in those matters and reduce their higher stage. So we have to reduce our thoughts. Okay, now let us invoke Baba. Baba's energy has spread everywhere. Baba is going to come in front of us. Very beautiful experience of meeting God we will be having today. Think that even though it is a gathering of thousands, but I am alone. Prepare yourself. I am lonely sitting here. I am alone. Take your intellect towards the supreme abode. Stabilize your intellect on Sun of Knowledge. He is the Almighty Authority. With your third eye, look at Him. His divine aura has spread far away. He Satyam Shivam Sundaram is truthful, full of consciousness and blissful. He is incorporeal but very bright. He is a conscient being, he is a truthful being, he is a blissful being. Invite him with a lot of love. Oh my God friend, make him your friend from today onwards. O friend of my mind, you are the music of my life. We are your loving children. We have come to meet you. Please leave your abode and come to us down below. Bap Dada, through the sky path, aerial path, spreading His divine brightness, is coming down. And now He is in front of me. He has arrived, reached. Bap Dada, in His bright form, is in front of me. In the forehead, the great light is shining, sparkling. His rays, His brightness is falling on me. All of His rays are on me, over me. This is the experience of supreme pleasure, happiness, supreme bliss. These are the moments filled with the bliss. He is continuously giving drishti to me. The innocent Lord, the best. there are blessings is in front of me. With full right, whatever I want, receive from Him. He's ready to give blessings. He is ready to fulfill your desires. So with full right, see Him, whatever you want to see Him. And while giving drishti, giving blessings, Baba went back to his abode. Om Shanti. This opportunity is received by the fortunate souls, so all of you are fortunate, so take full benefit of this opportunity. Every time I like to remind one thing, those who are very good tapasvis, those who are dedicated for serving the world, those who want to give a lot to the world, they should have a thinking, they should have a churning, they should have a thought that during the time of the destruction, the fierce form of destruction, what role I have to play? Just like now, in Turkey, there was a huge earthquake. Not 40,000, but more than that have lost their life. In such a time, I have to play this part. What we will be doing? We have to decide now, define now, and have to prepare accordingly. See, even now many souls must have been somewhere submerged. So those who lost their lives, they lost. But the people who were attached to them, they must be are in the fear, in the sorrow. Everywhere there is atmosphere of sorrow, unhappiness. So I have to give the sakash to everyone, make them fearless. I have to give sakash and remove the sorrows of everyone. While being at far, I have to give them drishti. And this is a very beautiful practice. It has come in Agastya Muni in a rice course. While being far away, you can give drishti. You did give them drishti. So, giving them drishti, I have to remove their obstacles, their sorrows. Or, being an angel, I have to go to them and make them and give them power of silence, the power of peace. So, fix your path and do this practice every day. Prepare yourself for them. For that practices. So on this day we are not going to forget the small Nandi, and Nandi means the chariot of the God, and who is that one? Dadi Guljar. Brahma Baba is the big chariot and Dadi Guljar is the small chariot. The Guljar Dadi for 52 years gave her chariot, dedicated her chariot for God. Through her eyes, through his eyes, God has given us drishti. He has seen us. She was a very pure soul, very pure soul. Such soul's presence in this world is a very beneficial one. So we should also have such this self-respect that I am a deity or goddess of purity. I am a charitable soul. I am angel of करीब थी. आई एम अ चैरिटेबल सोल जस्ट बाय थिंकिंग आई एक्सपीरियंस हैप्पीनेस. एंड नाउ टुडे व्हेन इट इज द डे ऑफ शिव जयंती शिवरात्रि We congratulate Baba and also receive congratulations from him. So giving something to Baba, receiving something from Baba, let us do 5 minutes powerful yoga. Those souls who left their bodies in earthquake that has happened recently in Turkey, so let us do a powerful yoga sitting at Supreme Abode. Just have a thought. This thought is this yoga is dedicated for those souls. This yoga should give them peace. This yoga should give them path to their destination. With this thought, on this beautiful day, let us give sakash to them. Om Shanti. Let us move towards the Supreme Abode. Being a soul, sit in the Supreme Abode under the rays of Almighty Authority.